This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Flying by. We're back at 7 after the hour on this Monday, the 17th of September, on the DJV program. I'm happily here, Doug Steffen. I think I'm always happy to be here. I love being here with my friends and talking. When I say friends, I mean all of us together, not just Victoria, Kara, and Jennifer, but just the group. We have a club here that meets every day for a while. And so thank you for being a member of the club. You can follow the club online, as was just suggested, at djvshow.com. Jennifer out today, but Victoria has the trending stories. A number of people in the news today, Victoria.
That's true. A lot of people in the news, a lot of celebrities. Matthew Perry, who is probably best known for his role as Chandler on Friends, he has announced that he's been absent from the public eye for a while. And the reason for that, he's been hospitalized in bed for 3 months with gastrointestinal issues. And so he's had health scares in the past. People weren't really sure what was going on. He had surgery in August to repair a gastrointestinal perforation. So I'm not sure how you puncture something in your gastro line, but that's what happened to him. And so it's since then,
the wrong
it's foods, been
that, you know, could be part of it. The wrong foods will make a mess of your innards for sure.
Yeah, I guess he had developed a hole somewhere in his gastrointestinal tract, and so that has been the cause of a lot of issues that he's had. There's been speculation that he has Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and all sorts of things that are connected to that. He has not specifically said what is wrong. His rep just said that he had the surgery and they repaired the perforation, and he's grateful for all the concern as he continues to stay in bed. So this could be related to he's had past drinking problems and bad diet and things like that, so it could be related to that.
Yeah, the diet is, you know, you hear me talk, I'll talk in a minute about life change tea and what that does to you. And it's got to have a strong gut, man, otherwise your health will be, as the professionals on this program say all the time, without a healthy gut, your health is going to go right down the tubes, because everything begins and ends with a healthy gut. All right, so that's that story. What else have we got?
Well, Meghan Markle's sister is at it again, making Americans just look really, really bad on the British stage, I think. Yeah. Her name is Samantha Markle. She is the older half-sister who orchestrated that photo shoot that Thomas Markle, Meghan's father, was kind of caught up in. And she's been extremely vocal from the very beginning of all of this that she wasn't invited to the wedding, and she was complaining about that. So now she's taking shots at Prince Harry. His birthday was on Saturday. He turned 34. And so she kind of issued a snarky happy birthday. She said, "Happy birthday, Harry," in all caps. And she pictured, along with a little gif of a hamster eating cake, she said, "As you mac down on your birthday cake, think about the birthday wishes you never extended to your father-in-law," in all caps.
Who cares? Why are we wasting time with these people? All they want is something for themselves. That's all. They're the most selfish bunch I've come across.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And just, they're the worse than the Kardashians. Oy.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, and well, at least the Kardashians stick together as a family. Yeah. You know, this whole Markle side of it is of the family is just, this woman is in particular, she literally was interviewed about cashing in on her sister's new fame and new life, and she admitted that she doesn't mind cashing in on that. She's been interviewed. She's been paid to do stuff. I feel sorry for Meghan Markle. It's awful.
Nah, she'll be fine. She's smart enough to ignore it and keep moving.
I hope so.
She's in a far better place.
Why would it affect her marriage?
Yeah, nah, she'll be all right. Wow.
And then you want one more name in the news?
One more.
All right. Ann Coulter. We haven't talked about her much
Good
at all
Lord,
in a
no.
long time. She's sort of
yeah.
been out of the
she
spotlight.
Has a new book
well,
or something now, doesn't she?
She's what?
They have a new book. She's always got a new book.
I guess. But she has a new interesting theory on who wrote the op-ed in the New York Times. And she says it was Jared Kushner. Did you hear about this?
I did,
actually.
This
is my favorite thing that Ann Coulter's ever said.
I think last Friday or Saturday I heard something about it and didn't pay much attention to her. Because with me, she didn't have much credibility. She's just another one of these. She's not unlike the Kardashians or Meghan Markle's family. She's just out to make a name for herself so people yeah. can talk about her and she can get a check from somebody. That's
well, I don't normally find her, I don't think about her at all, but this is okay. pretty amusing. She says that the reason that she thinks Jared Kushner is the one who wrote the op-ed is because he and Ivanka are going to have to move back to the Upper East Side soon, and they're going to have to be seen out in the Hamptons again. And if they don't save face by showing the rest of that group of society that they're, you know, not down with all of Trump's craziness.
Yeah, but the whole point is that nobody knew or nobody knows who wrote it. So what's he going to do, stand up and say, I wrote it so I can fit in with my social set? Come on.
Well, he's not going to admit it, right, but I think it's just hilarious. First of all, I think it's ridiculous. I don't think Jared Kushner wrote that at all. Mm-hmm. But I think it's hilarious that Ann Coulter, of all people, is not... I don't know her to normally be into conspiracy theories, but to say it was Jared, and
she's
just
an
so that he and Ivanka could go to the Hamptons again and save
yeah.
face, like, that's hilarious to me. It's ridiculous, but it's also very funny.
Yeah. All right. I find it not necessarily annoying, but just the fact these people think they're so important. Good God. I'd rather spend time with my cows than hanging around with people like that. All right. I'd rather hang around with you guys and my cows than hang around with people
Are
like that.
Are we a bunch of heifers? Is that what you're
so
trying to tell us?
Many, yeah, right. Very nicely done. Heifers. The business... Oh, by the way, we had an event at the farm. This was a wild and crazy weekend at the farm. Man, if you followed EastleyFarm.com or on Facebook, follow Eastley Farm. We had stuff. We had events on Saturday. And we took the ice cream bus to a block party on Saturday night. And yesterday we had a fun and games day at the farm, and there were people all over the place. It really is kind of fun to see everything sort of come alive. And so I was much more involved in doing those sorts of things than worrying about what Ann Coulter has said or hasn't said, or what any of these other characters. You know, it sort of gets down to what's really important in your life. Are all of these things... These political things, are they that important in your life? Or, as we listen, I was thinking, you were talking about the guy from Cheers and Matt LeBlanc,
or
right?
Or Friends. No, Friends. I mean, Matthew Perry.
Friends.
Yep.
Yeah, Perry, right. Why did I think LeBlanc? So, Matthew Perry.
He's also on Friends, Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah. So
you're in the right church.
I was
different
close.
Pew.
So, anyway, as you think about that and what's important, the guy's been in bed for... It's noted he didn't look good when he played Ted Kennedy in that movie Chappaquiddick. I don't think he looked good at all.
This is a different guy. That's not Matthew Perry.
Who is that?
I don't know. I forget his name, but that wasn't Matthew Perry.
You sure?
Positive. Yeah. Matthew Perry is only like he's only done Friends and some rom-coms, but that's it. He's never done major.
But he's
movies
the one with the sort of crew cut. So what's the other guy's name?
No.
From this Schwimmer, and there's Matthew Perry. Who's the other?
Right, Matthew Perry and Matt LeBlanc are the three guys. Matt LeBlanc has kind of a crew cut, and he's been on a show called Episodes on HBO.
Who played
for
Ted
a long
Kennedy
time?
In Chappaquiddick? One of the three of those guys.
No, somebody totally unrelated.
It's totally different.
Yeah, really? That was Jason Clarke, who I don't even know who that is. That's somebody completely unrelated.
And one of them there was, Matthew.
I'm looking
I'm
at
sure
the IMDb
one of the Friends guys
right now.
Well, it may not be that one, but one of the Chappaquiddick movies.
David Schwimmer did something, but he wasn't Ted Kennedy, but he did
David
something.
David Schwimmer was in one of those, was it OJ? He played the Kardashian.
Kardashian,
right.
Yeah.
You can be sure he didn't play OJ. All right, anyway, for the purposes of the discussion, anyway, if you've got a problem in your gut, which is what is going on with him and being in the hospital and all that other stuff, Everything begins in the gut. And I was saying that as part of the conversation. That's why we love Life Change Tea here, because Life Change Tea will do just that. If you've abused your stomach and your digestive system by eating horrible stuff or smoking, doing whatever, this is a way to cleanse your system. Life Change Tea. I got a cup right in front of me here. I boiled Friday. I made a new batch, and then I forgot that it was on the stove. Burned up things pretty well. So I made another batch. And now, I mean, because you make it a gallon at a time, so you can have enough for a couple of weeks if you have a cup or two a day, what will happen is the parasites, the bad stuff that's in your colon, in your stomach, will get washed away, literally, by Life Change Tea. It'll help you get back into very good health. It cleanses your body of the intruders, the things that cause constipation, that cause gas, that cause bloating, cause acid indigestion, all get washed away. Cleanse your body every day with Life Change Tea, made from all natural blends that are grown here in America. This is the way to get rid of all of the parasites, get rid of the things, the metals that are in your body, the molds, ugh, all this stuff. Let's face it, food a lot different now than it used to be. So this is the first line of defense. Going to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJB, and they will ship the Life Change Tea to you without charge. More energy, better feeling. Drink it, please, every day. Don't go to the store to find this, because you won't. Only get it online at getthetea.com. Ask for Life Change Tea. It will do just that. Cleanse your body. Get healthier. Stay healthier. Go online to getthetea.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. My Pillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. You buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we've got our dealing here with the former hurricane, what Florence has reaped. Is that that good word? Reaped. Reaped, yeah.
Reaped.
So now, if we turn our attention to other things Mother Nature is whipping up, there's a huge typhoon in the Pacific that's battering Hong Kong today. This is the most powerful storm so far this year. 13-foot wave surges slamming into the waterfront in Hong Kong. The winds in the center of the typhoon, 160 miles an hour, and it's moving in kind of around and inward into one of the provinces in China. But this is, and it's caused, it hit the Philippines, landslides there. 40 people, mostly minors, have been trapped in a landslide. 7 bodies have been dug out, but this is again because of the weather. So Mother Nature is at it, it would seem, this fall. Well, we're a week away from, actually. There's going to be a full moon on the first day of fall. What do you think of that? 21 after the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Your voice. Nita Baker, her final show, hasn't she been saying that she was going to stop touring? Isn't that the whole reason for this focus? Yes?
She hasn't been saying it like over and over like Cher did a million final tours, but...
Right, yeah. So anyway, rave reviews. She's done, she says, but if Friday night's show was any indication... Fans say it would be a travesty if she does truly retire. Stevie Wonder was on stage with Baker, echoing the sentiment as she closed her second sold-out date at the Greek Theater in L.A. He said, quote, "You cannot say goodbye." Wonder had his harmonica with him, and the audience loved that. "We want more of you, more of you, more of you. I just want to thank you for all the love you've given us for this much time. More than ever in the world today, we need to make love great again." That's for sure. Baker's two-hour show, the last in her solo 30-day farewell concert series tour, was a big love fest. Her six-piece band, she calls them the Magicians, not Musicians, revved up an already anticipatory crowd with a pumped-up rendition of Lady Marmalade. That must have been good to listen to.
That's a great song.
Oh, it is, yeah. So she was mindful the audience understood how she felt about their support of her career lasting 30-plus years. She dedicated the song Priceless to the audience, saying, "After tonight, the song will have a different meaning for you. This is your song now." She acknowledged younger fans of her music, and before accepting several bouquets of lilies and roses from various front row patrons, she said, "Sounds like some of these shout-outs are coming from my millennials. Turn the lights up so I can see where my millennials are. It's nice being your Auntie Nita." But we wouldn't have the millennials without our OGs. What's an OG?
An original.
Oh, okay.
It's slang for original. It means original gangster, but OG just sort of means original now.
Got it. Okay, thank you. In a few seconds following Stevie's second departure, another surprise guest, Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, was on the stage. After bowing down and paying homage to Baker, she sang with Baker on Angel. And then Baker told the audience, you and me, here we are again one last time. I want you to live and leave in peace, life, and joy. Have peace and a place in your life for joy. Yeah, we all need that, don't we? We all need more peace, more love, more joy in our life. So it looks like she rounded up the... She had some interesting suspects there to help her celebrate. Good for her. All right, so that's the end of that tour story. Now there's the beginning of another tour story. Apparently the Spice Girls are going out again. They're going to reform for their first tour since Viva Forever, which was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Mel B is the one who's, she's scary, says that's what they're doing. She shared the news with James Corden. We're going to be going on tour, us four for sure. Terrible English. Should be we four. We'll see about Posh. So there were five Spice Girls? Posh,
yes.
Playing hard to get. Why?
Well, because she's into fashion and her designing and stuff, and I don't know that she wants to be on a tour again. She's got four kids.
Beckham's wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mel B, Emma, who's Baby, Ginger, who's Jerry Halliwell, have been eager to put their old stage outfits on and break out with the hits again, not to mention the fact that it's a good way to make a lot of cash. Sporty has been ambivalent about it. The others nearly went out as a trio a few years back. So what's missing if they're all five not there?
Well, Victoria Beckham is a draw. People love her. But musically, those four are really what you need. So
right.
It's not going to be missing much.
Yeah. All right, well, let's wish them well. 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News Headlines, I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that'll make a king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, mm-hmm. It's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Well, let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was Hurricane Florence, now a tropical depression, expected to dump over 3 feet of rain before it moves out of the Carolinas tomorrow. Major General Bob Livingston of the South Carolina National Guard says,
We may be looking at some historic floods in this area. We've had some pretty good floods before, but there could be some pretty high floods coming in. So when we look at the long-term floods, we're still looking a week or so out before we're able to start recovering in the low-lying areas.
The remnants of Hurricane Florence are now dumping rain on central and eastern Pennsylvania. The president to visit areas affected by Hurricane Florence later this week. Authorities in Kansas say a sheriff's deputy has been killed in the line of duty in Sedgwick County. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now, it's the DJV program. Jennifer's off today. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here, and I'm here. Doug Steffen, that's your service on your side. The sweetest, nicest, warmest picture coming out of the flooding in North Carolina is that sweet little dog licking her rescuers. Did you see that picture?
I've seen a ton of pictures of dogs licking rescuers, which is wonderful, but there were 10 beagles that almost drowned who got rescued at the last minute, and so they're all safe. There were 4 pit bulls that got rescued. I've seen lots of great stories like that.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of stories, what's the story behind the story? I've not heard, and I don't know how much I want to place, there's a gossip quotient to all of these sexual innuendos, and this guy did this to me and that guy did that to me. So why now all of a sudden is there someone focused on Brett Kavanaugh, who's the person being vetted for the next Supreme Court position? Some woman has claimed that she was sexually assaulted by him. Why now? Why this woman? What is she? What's her story?
I don't know much about her. Christine Blasey Ford is her name. She came forward. She originally had sent a letter to Dianne Feinstein, who is the senator from California, and she said that Brett Kavanaugh, when they were in their high school years, he pushed her into a bedroom, tried to remove her clothes, put his hand over her mouth when she tried to scream. Yes. And so I don't know why this is coming forward now, but
40 years ago.
Yeah, her lawyer has now said that she is willing to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee if she's asked to, that she will accept that invitation and she will testify and tell her story. A lot of people are now likening this to the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas stuff, and, you know, in the age of Me Too.
Anita Hill was out in the first round. She was there and consistently there from beginning to end. I'm wondering about why. You know, what's to stop anybody from coming out that doesn't want politically to have Kavanaugh or somebody else for some position, whichever side, to come out? This is the modern era of using this for good may also find us using it for things not so good. Because unless this woman comes forward with proof, and I say that for
well,
all
there
of
is
them.
No proof, though, that but she's okay, willing so to testify under oath, so yeah. The burden of proof really isn't on a victim, so, and that's the muddy waters that we're navigating in the Me Too movement. But if she's willing to come forward and testify under oath that this is what happened to her, why would we not believe her? It's the same story of any woman
her?
Who comes forward and
how
says
do we know
assaulted.
That she's telling the truth? Why do we believe anybody when they say anything? Why do I believe you? Why do I believe Kara? Why do I believe Jennifer?
Why would we believe him if he says he didn't do anything? Why would we choose him over her? I don't know the answer to that.
But the other way around is this is a he said, she said sort of thing without proof. If there is proof, I'd be the first guy to boot the guy out of consideration. You ought not to even be considered.
But if you're assaulted, right. if you're assaulted...
But why 40 years later, Victoria?
Well, what I'm wondering is maybe it was one of those things that she just accepted as a part of her life, and now that he is up for Supreme Court and it's
but this
you know,
isn't
is the
we,
that...
We've known he was nominated 4 months ago. Unless she's living under a rock,
well, I don't
why didn't she come forth then?
I don't know. I don't know when she sent the letter to Dianne Feinstein, but this is...
He's not my favorite guy, by the way. I don't think he's the best, brightest legal mind in the country. Will he be an okay judge? Yeah, probably. But is he going to be along the lines of some of the other great judges? No. But that doesn't seem to be what we can get through the system, because the really good judges oftentimes are controversial. Look at the ones that are on the right now on the Supreme Court that are controversial. And even when they were controversial, they got through 90 votes, 91 votes. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg made that point last week. Anyway, I'm not saying she's not telling the truth. I want some proof. That's all.
Well, so just to back up what her lawyer said, that she has been hesitant to come forward. She knew she would be ripped apart in the press. That's why she wanted to stay private. But she's been in therapy. This has been documented in therapy sessions since 2012. She's also taken a polygraph, and she passed that. So there's something to this. She said if Brett Kavanaugh wasn't drunk that night, she is and his inability to take her clothes off, she said she's convinced that he would have raped her.
Yeah, okay, well, that's hearsay, not worth anything in court. And he was in high school and she was in high school. So what's
what?
His life
if,
been
high school,
since
if you have, if, what does that mean? If you're in high school, it doesn't
if in
count?
In fact, was this a pattern of his? Has he done it since then? That's what I want to know.
Some
if
people,
this was the first
you,
of many.
So if you rape one woman, it's not a bad thing unless it's a pattern?
She just said that she wasn't raped. She was she was molested.
She is, okay, she right, but what I'm saying is if he attempted to rape her, if you're an attempted rapist, then just because you don't do it again doesn't mean that I don't know. I'm not following that logic at all.
Well,
so
you
if
see,
somebody,
that's what goes down when you go down one of these rabbit holes.
And they don't do it again to someone else.
You
that
go
means
down
it's okay.
These well because I think anybody that I've known that has been guilty of this sort of stuff hasn't just done it once. I think we've seen that time after time after time. Whether it's the guy at the college or the
statutory rape happens all the time, and in most cases only once.
I am so not condoning not, by any stretch of the imagination any of that. I just want to know, and again, I'm not an apologist for Kavanaugh. You could do this to anybody. Somebody could say it about you or me, and unless there's some proof or anybody, the guy who's running a business, I don't like this guy anymore. The Apple engineer who's my boss, I don't like him, so I'm going to accuse him of rape.
Well,
I think
I'll
it
be
becomes
interested to see what her therapist says.
Me
she's been
too.
In therapy since 2012, but I don't know. I think the problem, at least the concern that I have here, is if this is true and he really did rape or attempt to rape someone or molest someone, whatever you want to call it, I'm concerned how that affects rulings on things like
me
that.
Me too.
If you
yep.
don't think that rape is a big deal and you would consider doing it to someone, then how do you rule on
I'm 100% with you.
Rape?
There's no argument for me or anybody else that's got any common sense. I just want to know if it's true, and how we prove that it's true. If it is, the guy should be booted, and it's too late because
the statute
of limitations.
If you can't prove it, then it doesn't
right.
mean it didn't happen.
No, but it doesn't mean it did either. That's the gray area here. And someone who, I don't know, it just is frustrating, because as you know and I know, people are using this now to get rid of people for other reasons, and it gets in the way of the solidity or seriousness of the Me Too movement somehow has been compromised in a certain few circumstances. And that's all I'm suggesting is I want to, maybe we stop the conversation by just suggesting that we will wait and see or hear what the testimony is, and all eyes and ears will be on this lady, and hopefully it doesn't ruin her life. She's taking
a huge risk.
She is absolutely taking a huge risk. Yep, there's no question about that. Yep, she sure is. Okay. I guess maybe after that, the best thing to do is take a commercial break. Because I think we need to, what is the old expression, dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. One of the things I find fascinating about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, is that he's always working. This guy was an engineer. I think I've told you the story. And he didn't like the pillow he was sleeping on, so he designed a pillow for himself. And then he made four or five of them. He gave a few to friends for Christmas and that sort of thing. I said, wow. His friend said, these are fabulous. Why don't you make more? So he started making them as a sideline in his garage, and then he expanded to his basement, and then he got a little warehouse and started making them and had a few employees. And now the guy, fast forward 12 and a half years later, got 1,500 employees, work around the clock 7 days a week to make the MyPillows and the other things that are part of his enterprise. And because he is an inventor and an engineer, he's come up with something. He's launched over the weekend something new called BleedStop. This is something that, as the name would infer, stops bleeding in seconds. If you have minor cuts or major injury, that sort of thing, you're going to find this is a very good way to fix the problem, to seal it off. It's very clever, very creative, and it sort of comes from a mind of a guy whose mind is always working. So when you go to the MyPillow website, use the code DJV, you're entitled to all kinds of discounts on all kinds of fabulous products that they have there. But while you're there, just take note, just spend a minute and look at what Lindell says about this new product, BleedStop. See if it's something you might want and get the discount using the promo code DJV, the home for all of your bedding needs, your pillow. MyPillow, your pillow is there. It's waiting for you. You can order one MyPillow now. Get the second one free using MyPillow.com and the promo code DJV. So, to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows at half price and to see what else is there that you can get at a deep discount, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty with new beauty steals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real. With deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in. They go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 46 after the hour here around the country, state by state. The first state to ban animal-tested beauty products. Guess what state? Take a guess, ladies.
I already know the answer, but it would be my guess even if I didn't.
Yeah, I know. California voting to pass its Cruelty-Free Cosmetic Act. I'm going to say that again, Doug. Cruelty-Free Cosmetics Act. Proposing the state ban all beauty products tested on animals by 2020. Governor Joy Boy Brown needs to approve it, and pundits expect he will because he does everything that's off the track. He's, look at his track. He'd be the first one. And I don't have a problem with this, actually. I think it's good. California became the first state to officially outlaw sales of puppy mill dogs last year. I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. Ladies, I understand the new rules. Any brand that knowingly sells products that have been tested on animals will be breaking that law. They'll be fined $5,000 for the first offense and $1,000 for every violation after that. There's a lot of controversy in our country about animal testing. A lot of the animal cruelty advocates oppose the testing of products on animals, as well they should, as well I do, and I think all of us here do. Mm-hmm. And the people who are protest insist that testing on animals is better than testing on humans. Okay. Or worse than finding out the hard way that certain ingredients and products are indeed toxic. So if you're worried about them at all, then what the hell are you doing with them in the first place? Why? Hello, there's a question. Don't use it. That's it.
Right.
Europeans, who are always ahead of the U.S. when it comes to this sort of thing, banned animal testing years ago. European Commission specifically has been passing laws to phase out animal testing for 10 years. Consumers
and
today
also banned so many different harmful chemicals that our lovely government still allows for women to. And this really affects women so much more than it does men. But the stuff that they allow in our cosmetics is just vile.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't wear that stuff, but I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
And
in so many cases, animal testing isn't even, it's not even necessary. Shoving lipstick in a rabbit's eye for no reason, that's literally the kind of stuff that they're doing. And I applaud California for putting their foot down, saying enough.
All right, speaking of the Europeans and what they're doing, Cadbury, the makers of lots of great candy, doing a lot of candy to make sure the world still has plenty of its candy once Brexit thing takes place. Guy who runs Cadbury says the chocolatier is stockpiling every ingredient in its repertoire in preparation for the financial issues that may result after Brexit. Even candy having a problem with Brexit. 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Movies, Death Wish. Which one, Tucker?
The movie. It's a score by Herbie Hancock back in 1974.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So Death Wish was big in the 70s. Earlier today, Victoria and I were talking about it. She said she doesn't know anything about that series.
No.
Never heard of it before. Doesn't know. So do you want to fill her in for those who are unwatched?
Well,
you and I know, but that doesn't mean everybody else knows.
Death Wish started the trend of the revenge movie in a lot of ways, and it hit a chord back in 1974 when New York City was crime-ridden, and Charles Bronson played a character named Paul Kersey, whose family, wife, was murdered by a gang of thugs. He seeks vigilante revenge. He was very controversial at the time,
yeah,
but scored big at the box office. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because the revenge thriller has you know, gone on now many a decade. And I got a chance, and I know you saw it.
Yeah.
I went to see the movie Peppermint with Jennifer Garner. And the interesting thing is I've been doing this spot for like 26 years with you. And usually I take one side, you take another. And I think in this case we sort of flipped. I know you like this movie, and I found it very watchable, and I like Jennifer Garner. But I got to be honest, I found this movie semi-disturbing simply because Jennifer Garner, who I think is a very appealing person and actress, plays a character in this film that's much more of a presence than a character. She barely speaks at one point. I think this goes like 45 minutes without uttering much dialogue. And the amount of gunplay in this film, I found alarming. And I'm really surprised. I got to be honest. I don't want to come across too strong because I like this genre.
It's not her typical movie.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. For somebody, and I know this might sound hypocritical, but for somebody who's been doing a lot of family-oriented movies and Christian movies, to do this film and shoot this many people and use this amount of gunplay in a movie, I'm surprised she did it. I got to be honest with you. And I found it. And the funny thing is, I brought my wife, right, and I brought my daughter, and they actually both really liked it. And I found it disturbing. And that goes against the grain of because I like, you know, I like Death Wish. I got to be honest. I like Death Wish. And I even sort of like the remake they did with Bruce Willis. But for some reason, I found this movie, maybe because it was her and her image is so different than this film.
Yeah.
I found it disturbing.
That thought entered my mind. And then I thought, okay, well, she has a wider range and that perhaps people are giving her credit for instead of just playing the nice, sweet, good time gal all the time. Maybe this is a way for her to spread out. And you know what? It may be a way for her to express, I mean, in her own personal life, she has challenges with her former husband, and even the sweetest people can get angry over that sort of thing. And
I get that.
Whatever her feelings are.
And I'm all for her doing action movies. I think she's terrific in this genre. But the problem is that the movie sets itself. It's a very disturbing setup. Her husband and very, very, very young daughter are killed by a brutal gang via guns. And she disappears for 5 years, and then she comes back. There's not much backstory at all. She doesn't speak much in this movie at all. And she literally just shoots. She doesn't eliminate people any other way via the gun. She just shoots people throughout the entire movie. And I just thought I was surprised that they would make a movie with this much gunplay in 2000.
And not have a better story.
At least anchor the movie with a character that I could relate to and understand. And I don't think they did that here. It's just basically guns, shoot them up.
The story of the 5 years where she was badly hurt herself and
I get that.
What else? Give me box office totals. We only have a few seconds.
We'll do the top five. The Predator number one, $24 million. Here's the thing. The last Predator movie in 2010 did $25 million on a $33 million budget. This had an $88 million budget. Word of mouth's going to be mixed indeed on this. It is a mixed bag. The Nun placed second, $18 million, $85 million. In 2 weeks, A Simple Favor with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively, a good opening, $16 million. White Boy Rick with Matthew McConaughey, weak, $8.8 million, and Crazy Rich Asians round out the top five, $8.7 million.
I think that Matthew McConaughey, the White Boy Rick, that looks like an awful movie. He's done some pretty awful, grubby, grungy looking stuff lately, for whatever the reason. But that looks like a piece of crap. All right, thanks, Chucker. 59 past the hour. This is DJV.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.